What's up, my people? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again. Guys, I'm here to bring you guys a special episode because this, the Most High just gave me a download. Soon as me get up and set, I'm just talking to the people then. So this episode is going to be about why a man called himself a gallus. I'm so over it. A gallus mean that you're a slut. It means that you lack discipline. It means that you need help. You're sick, literally and figuratively, because you're being passed around and you don't even see it. You're talking about, yeah, gallus. You're not a fucking gallus. You're more like a concubine. And to who this fit, wear the shoe. If it don't matter if you rich, poor, or a celebrity or not. If this shit fits you, then it's for you. You are going from woman to woman to woman to woman and creating broken homes. How the fuck does that, how is that a good thing? How is that a positive? That is not a godly thing. You're creating broken homes that you can't even take care of. And as we can see, we see some of the men who supposedly are a celebrity and have money, they still don't fucking take care of their kids. So obviously they fucking sick in the head. They need therapy. Everybody, every man that call himself a gallus, they're fucking broken little boys that need some self-love and self-care. They need to go sit on and go find help. Go find therapy. Tell them what you're gallus. You over here creating broken homes that you can't even take care of. You can't even take care of one, much less 7, 8, 9, 10. Go sit the fuck down. That shit is really blowing me. Why men, they're glorifying being a gallus. No, you should just, if they say, oh, I'm a slut, I bet they won't be glorifying it then. Oh, I'm a slut. I'm a slut. I'm a concubine. Because that's what you are. The woman is passing you around and you don't even know. Like you're the concubine for real. Like, you're not valued because your shit could be passed around. Like, I think in their head, they want to be having a legacy in terms of having a lot of kids. But you can have that without creating broken homes. And we're wondering why we have an epidemic with all these broken homes and children going this way and going that way. Because there's no stable household. It's no stable household. If you have... freaking 7 different baby mothers, how the fuck you gonna be a father to your children in 7 different homes? Like, think about it. I'll wait. How are you going to be a good father if you are creating broken homes? How? This is nearly impossible unless you figure out a strategy. And then it's like, why would you create that for your children? Why would you create that animosity and an environment for your children? And you call yourself a king. No, you're not a king. You're a concubine. If you got over 5, 6 baby mother, you're a fucking concubine. You're a peasant. And I'm going to call it a spade what it is, a spade. Fuck that. Because I'm tired of these so-called men. They're really clowning the crowns. Because you got to be a clown thinking that you a gallus. Like, the only person that you're playing is your fucking self. Know why? Let me explain. When you move on to the next one, you don't really get the value of that connection with your child and the mother. So you lose. You are losing. That makes you a loser. That makes you a loser. Every time you create a broken home, that makes you a loser. And especially if you're doing it on purpose, you're not even, your whole goal is, I'm going to sleep with a bunch of women and I'm not going to settle down and I'm not going to do right by her. That makes you a loser. That makes you a concubine. That make you a slut. That make you undisciplined. And I know there could be certain men where, oh, I'm a celebrity and I make money, da da da. But you are a poor father. That's the worst thing you could be. Because at the end of the day, being a parent is the number one job for you. When you decide as a parent that you're going to have a child, they are your number one priority. You are no longer number one until they reach a certain age, like 18, 20 or something like that. Then you still have to be thinking about your children. So I want the men out there to really, y'all need to close y'all fucking legs, bruh. Close y'all legs. Go to therapy. It's okay. Stop going from woman to woman to woman to woman because obviously it's not working. Obviously you're broken. Obviously you need help. Obviously you're sick. And you need to get your medicine. Your medicine is self-love. Your medicine is self-care. Instead of going to another woman, how about you just take that energy and start diving deep? And this message is strictly for the men because women, our first agenda is not going from man to man to man to man. No, we don't operate like that. If a woman had a choice to be with one man, she would do it. Because we're more loyal. Men, what I'm seeing out here, they're not loyal. And I so miss the gentlemen's back in the day. We need the real kings to stand up. I know there's a few left. Because I see it with my own eyes. There's a few kings left out here in these streets. I need for the kings to stand up and start talking up to these clowns in a crown, these broken conscious kings that think they're kings, but in actuality, you're a fucking concubine. And you need to go sit down so you can become a better father later. Stop glorifying, oh, my gallus, you're a slut. That was just on my spirit, y'all, because we see what's going on right now. A man go from another woman to another woman and have another baby. Fuah, you just left this relationship. How the fuck you gonna go to another person and have a baby? That means you're a concubine. You just have babies just because. Maybe maybe the girl want the baby and she going to toss your ass to the side. Not knowing that you're the one that's being devalued whole time. Like, you're the one that's being devalued. You're being passed around. Value yourself more. The men out here need to value themselves more. Just like we tell the females to close your leg, the men need to close their fucking legs. And I know this because a man might have a couple dollars. They think that they can mate with people. Like, no, some of these men are unfit and unqualified to be mating with these purebred or with certain females. You're unfit. You're unfit to be mating with certain women. I really, truly know in my heart, women, you need to make sure that you have your discernment and that you are screening these niggas. Do not be laying down with no clown in the crown. They need to have high standard. They need to be a provider. You don't want to be with a bitch. You don't want to be with a slut because they're not going to be no good father. They're not going to be no good provider to you and the unit that you're creating. So be aware of these clowns in a crown. Be aware of these concubines saying that they're gallus. Soon as a man said they're gallus, run. Run and run fast. Even if they say they reform, figure out how long is the reforming, because you know that shit could kick back in. and they go back to their old ways. Shit, don't let their ass don't have no money. They gonna be fucking left and right like they rabbits and shit, because they're so broken. They don't know how to heal themselves. They don't know how to look inside and say, man, bruh, I'm hurt. The first girl that they love probably broke their heart, or their mom probably treat them like shit, or somebody in their family, maybe their aunt abused them or something like that, or maybe their uncle abused them. Who the hell know? A lot of the men that I'm seeing, they shaky. They're shaky in so many different ways, because when we look skin deep, we take away the clothes and the jewelry and everything and the fame. You're a broken boy. You are a broken, abused boy that needs help. And I could see right through. I could see, like, when the man has been abused, when they have been harmed, when they're hurt, when they're in pain. When you going from woman to woman, they're trying to find a home and can't never find a home, not knowing the home is with themselves. The home is with you. Honey, the home is with you. Find yourself. Stop going from woman to woman, because all you're doing is hurting the collective. All you're doing is hurting your kids. All you're doing is hurting yourself. And you're bringing another woman in the picture. And to all the men, yo, if you shaky and you love men, stop. Stop going to females and using her as a crutch, acting like you like girls, but you don't like girls. You like boys. Stop it. Stop it. Because that's also creating a disconnect. That's also creating an imbalance in our universe. Because a shaky man cannot raise no boy, because then he's gonna be shaky, and what that's gonna do, he ain't gonna be able to reproduce. His whole life is going to be in shambles, as my son say. It's in shambles. Like the men that's out here that's eligible, and we're taking away finance off the table, y'all. I'm not talking about a man that just, not because you have money, that means you're an eligible bachelor. I need for y'all to understand that money means something, but believe me, it's not the all and be all. No, you have to have self-discipline. Okay, you have to have empathy. You have to have integrity. Your moral have to be intact. Your mindset has to be resilient, a boss, a leader. You have to be a go-getter. Your mindset has to be top tier. You got to know that you're creating history, and you can't create history with a fucked up foundation. Or it's going to crumble. It's going to crumble. So I want the men out here to really be having some self-reflection. Some real self-reflection. Stop creating broken homes. And that shit just came on my chest early this morning, bro. It's 10:52 right now. 8 a.m. You know? And today is Wednesday. And as y'all know, Tuesday is my podcast day. I just did my episode yesterday. And this Most High put this on my spirit just to put out there.
all our real kings need to stand up. Like Masika said, he king in a real life. Most men are king, but it's they have not tapped in. In order to tap into your real kingmanship, you have to show leadership. You have to show determination. You have to show self-discipline, determination, consistency, bravery, courage. Some of these men, they don't even stand up for their woman. They don't even stand up for their girl. That shit irks my nerves, bruh. You will let anybody talk to your wife any kind of way. That make you fucking a pussy. That make you a fucking loser. That make you a punk ass nigga. You can't even stand up for your own wife. You can't stand up for your own wife. Then you're useless. You can't protect your wife by any means necessary. You don't deserve a wife. You don't even deserve a girlfriend. Ladies, stop giving these boys, these clowns in the crown, wife material when they're giving you the bare minimum. It should be a no. When they come and say, oh, I want to sleep with you, what? Go down the list and see what are they bringing to you? What value are they bringing to you? Are they emotionally stable? Do they have emotional intelligence? Is your credit intact? How many other baby mothers do you have? How many children do you have? What education do you have? Because believe it or not, education has a lot to do with a man being a gallus. Now, I've been doing my research, y'all. And the men that say they're gallus, they're uneducated. They're uneducated. Some of them, they ain't even finished fucking middle school. Tell me you're a gallus. You're not smart, my guy. You're not smart. And for real, I wouldn't be saying that shit out loud. Because like I said, if you look underneath the surface of gallus, that means you're a concubine. The concubine, you're the lowest on a totem pole. People that sleep with you because of what? Probably because what you portray that you are. Right? But deep down, if a woman could really assess the situation and figure out, oh, they wearing a mask. You would not have no children. Because you are not worthy, you are not qualified to bring humans, to co-create humans in the world. You're not qualified at all. And it really irks my nerve. You know, men are like, oh, I really miss my baby. Okay, you miss her. Why? You miss her. Why? You knowingly create a broken home and you can't be with the mom. That make you stupid. Now, it's probably special circumstances where that might apply, like something pop off and they're stuck in one country, and then like the kid and the mom is in another country. That's something different, right? That's things that you can't control. Now, the things where you can control, that's what I'm talking about. The men that have children here, there, and everywhere and can't be there for none. That's who I'm talking about. And then want somebody to feel sorry for them when they don't have no money, when they can't be, they don't have the capacity, they don't have the intelligence to be able to take care of the children. Now that makes me upset. That really irks my nerves. Because our children are literally our future. And when you do not take care of your children, look what happens. Look at the pregnancy rate. Look at the crime rate. Look at the educational high school rate. Look at that right now. I mean, granted, the schools are trash. But at the end of the day, is it the children's fault? No, it's the parents' fault, because at the end of the day, the parents are the number one caretaker. Duh. So why are you relying on the government to give your children education? Let's be honest. If you were equipped, if you had all the tools that you need, you could teach your own kids. You can teach your own kids at home. Back in the day, when kids couldn't go to school, their mom teach them. Their dad used to go to work, but the dad was a part of the whole thing. He used to come home to his wife. He used to come home to his children, because he didn't have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 children. He came home to his wife, and he made sure that the wife had what? She had everything that she needed to be a good parent to their children. So in actuality, he was doing his part. And I really want these men to look deep in within themselves. Are you the best version of yourself? And if not, how can I be the best version of myself? What do I need to do? Well, number one, maybe you might want to get some education. And remember, I know, college is not for everybody, but you need to. Because look at the people when they go to jail. What happened? They go back to school because they know education, applied knowledge is powerful. Not just education, not just going to school, having applied. The book Think and Grow Rich, it points it out plain and simple. When you have an applied knowledge, you're powerful beyond measures. So that's what I'm saying for the men out there that call themselves a Gallus. Maybe you need to look within and try to figure out, how can I become my greatest version? If it's learning how to love yourself and not pour yourself thin and giving yourself to everybody, that's what you need to, maybe you need to be celibate for a minute. Maybe you need to stop fucking for a minute. Granted, you already have 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 children. You're fine. You'll be fine for a while. Maybe you need to go back to school. Okay. Go to the library. You don't have money for books. You don't have money for this. You don't have money for that. You don't have money for teachers. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have money for anything. Or you don't have time for nothing. Well, maybe you need to take time to have time and money for the things that's going to make you better. But the library books are free. Go to the library and start amalgamating yourself. Start doing self-development. Start reading the self-development book. You can't read? Well, now they have audiobooks. There's no reason why you can't become better. Well, my phone broke. Okay. Go to the library and well, you're a grown ass man at this point. Figure that shit out. Become a problem solver. And that's what I learned. That's what I'm seeing and noticing right now. Eyes wide open. A man would rely so much on a woman, but then they would treat her like trash. How dare you? It's a fucking audacity for me, knowing that the woman is really the backbone. Because if they say the man is the head, then the woman is the neck. If without the neck, nigga, you can't move nowhere. That's why a woman, an empress, a queen, we can move in any direction we choose fit. This is chess, my nigga. This is not checkers. This is chess. So for all the men out here that have a good woman that stand by you, that support you, that is trustworthy, that is loyal, That neck is there to support you. Don't be having your head. Don't be thinking because you the head, that means you could do what the fuck you want to do. No, you can't do what you want to do. Not unless it serves the family. If it does not serve the family first, you should not be doing it. Stop being so fucking egotistical and thinking like, oh, I'm the man. I could do this and I could do that and I could go here and I could do this and I could do whatever I want. No, you cannot. No, you cannot. You need a grown ass man need to have self-discipline, not only for his wife, but for yourself. Self-discipline doesn't just come for business. It comes for relationship. It comes even in how you eat, in your lifestyle. Like, you can't say, oh, I don't eat meat, and then you go back and say, I eat meat. You're undisciplined. Ladies, never be with an undisciplined man. They will always hurt you. Because hurt people hurt people. Never be with an undisciplined man. And that's on period. And it's just like so, it's so funny. We're seeing these men because they so-called have notoriety, or they so-called have a couple of dollars. Or even if they don't, they always think that they could do whatever they want to do. And it's really hurting the collective, and it's really sad. And you can see that they're really in pain, and it's so sad. It's so, so very sad, and I feel some type of way. And for real, it's really hurting the whole collective. And I just wanted to stop, because we can see when a man lacks discipline in his family, who do you think picked that slack up? The wife, the girlfriend, then the children. That's not fair. That's not cool. That's not what they sign up for. Like my son said, I didn't ask to be tagged in. It's our job to make sure that our children have what they need emotionally, financially, spiritually. Okay? And if you are a parent and you can't give that to them, that make you a bum. You need to go work on yourself. And it's just, I wrote something and I just want to share it. Like I said, this is unexpected. This is just something that I had wrote down. I actually did this March 5th, y'all. March 5th at 4:52 p.m. Because this is on my spirit, because it just keep on coming up, and it needs to end. So this is what I wrote. Don't date an uneducated man, period. When you deal with an uneducated man, you're dealing with a man that has never been a student. You can't teach somebody that has never learned how to be taught. He will never give you nothing different than being broke, a brokey, a brokette. When he's intellectually inferior, he will insert his dominance in other arenas. When he can't match he can't match you in conversation, when he can't really debate you, when he can't offer you much to talk about, he will insert his dominance in other areas, which it could be emotional, physical abuse, or both. You need an educated man with integrity. I can't even stress that enough. You need an educated man with integrity, a vision, empathy, a warrior / leadership spirit. An educated man, oh, he will get it. An educated man will know how to learn. Remember, ladies, think and grow rich. The man you select will either improve your growth in life or decrease your value and make you look and feel stupid. You decide.
Bruh.
When I say the Most High has been giving me downloads after downloads and giving me the eyes to see, not my regular eyes, y'all. Not my two eyes, my third eye to see. See in their movement, how they walk, how they talk, how they speak. Look behind the surface of what they're presenting, because a lot of these boys, they're presenting like they're men, but they're really not a man. They're broken concubines. They're broken sluts. Okay, this is serious, but if you think about it, it's so much sluts. That's men. And then the men out here, they have the fucking audacity to be calling girls a slut. Like, but you a whore. You're a whole man whore. How many people have you slept with? You can't even count. You can't even remember. You can't even remember, can you? Because you've been intoxicated your whole entire life, smoking, drinking, popping, doing everything you possibly can. You probably don't even remember half of your fucking life. Because why? Undiscipline. Goes back to the undiscipline. Ladies, do not be with an undisciplined, uneducated man. Because all they're going to do is give you that brokey talk. They're going to give you that, I don't got it this month. Oh, I don't got it. Okay, go get it. Go and get it. Also, be with a man that has integrity, that stands for something. Because if the man that you're with doesn't stand for anything, he will fall for anything. And remember, the man that you're with is a reflection of you. So if your fucking man is a whore, what'd I make you? If your man is undisciplined, that shit gonna rub off on you somehow, because guess what? The levels, it gonna have to be balanced. The relationship, the yin and yang. So if your partner is going left and you're going right, somebody gonna be swayed to the other side. But you know what will be beautiful? If both person, which I talked about this yesterday, if both person in the connection and the partnership know thyself and you are going in a similar direction. So instead of going left and right, y'all going straight, period. You going straight. You going in the godly direction. And I'm not talking about perfection, y'all. We just talking about the thing that is right to be doing. That means being honest in the relationship. That means being loyal in the relationship. That means what you need to bring. If you a man, you have to bring the finance. You have to bring that safety. If you cannot provide safety to a woman, you're fucking useless. Don't let no woman tell you, oh, I just want to fuck. She's lying to make you feel better. Every woman, their top priority is being safe, is being having that security, and the financial backing that helps to make her security. That's not the all and a be all, right? So the other thing is knowing that you have that emotional intelligence. That's right next to having the finance. Because we've seen time and time again where a man, he might have the finance, but his emotional intelligence is at a negative 25. My nigga, you suck. You're trash. You have no emotional intelligence to know when what you're doing and what you're saying is broken consciousness. And I seen a video where Cardi B was saying that a woman should go 50-50. That's some bullshit. 50-50 where? What are you talking about? she also had broken consciousness, you know, and we can see how she carried herself. She's broken as well. She's been hurt time and time again. These niggas has fucked her over so many times. She feel like she have to go half on it. Fuck that. You are the breadwinner. You don't go half on nothing. How about you find a man that can match you? You're equally yoked. That's why he runs to somebody that's lower than you, baby girl. You're better than that. You're better than that. You deserve better than that. And that's why the Most High is trying to tell you you deserve better. You don't need somebody that is going to cheat on you. Not only cheat on you, but cheat on you publicly. And then go have another baby. Like, you not even, are you even divorced yet? And he already got a baby. That means he was been cheating on you. That means he's trash. That means he's a fucking slut. He's a concubine. How many fucking kids he gonna have to even for you to open your eyes to see? And you don't have to be showing every fucking thing. You're more than that. You don't have to be doing that. You ladies, you do not have to be showing every fucking thing that the Most High gave you for these so-called men. No. You deserve better than that. He so-called have money, but still not a good provider. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? So that means he don't have the right mindset. And then Cardi B, she have to pick up his slack. Look at that. The audacity. Talking about you a man and you a king. King where? Go sit on. You're not a fucking king at all. You're a concubine. You're being passed around like you're trash. The trash that you're portraying to be. Cardi B, stand up. You're the head of household. You're the head of household, whether you like it or not. You are the leader in the finance, in the department. Now you got to pick up your ex-husband slack. Ain't that some shit? This is why we have to do that discernment. Right? Ladies, don't be having no babies with no other nigga that have past 2 kids, 3 kids. 3 is the max. Don't have no more kids. If the person who he had the kid with first, let her sit on that throne. She the first. Let her be. Let her be. Because you could never compare. You would never be able to reach the situation. He would never be able to give you what you need. And that's on period. And even if you are the first baby mother or first wife, when the man is broken, it's going to be others. When he have not took the time to be able to heal himself, it's going to be a problem. No matter how much money you have, no matter how much, look at all the shit she said Cardi B do to her husband, all that stuff. No matter how freaky you are, no matter how much clothes you don't wear, no matter how famous you are, a man, he'll still treat you like trash. And look at that. You're supposed to be in your it girl moment. But look, your man is below average. So you bring all the way down to trash because you're associated with trash. And then your mindset is now trash because you actually was following this trash. Look at that. And I'm happy that she's still working because she know, just like a woman, we know even when this nigga leave, the show must motherfucking go on. The show must go on. Always. So she still got to what? Get in her bag. Be in her bag and stay in her bag because he's not going to be a provider. He didn't show that time and time again. And I'm talking about experience. I'm not just talking about other people. I'm talking about experience. We need a man that's going to be a provider. Even if you do get divorced, still be. I want to give a big shout out to Country Wayne. He didn't crack the code, even though I still look at him some type of way. But at the same time, he knows that he has to still provide for his wife. Even though you get divorced, you're still obligated to take care of that family. And a lot of these men, they think because they run to another wife, then you don't have the obligation? Fuck out of here. Fuck you mean? You still have an obligation. Guess what? Because you still lay down and you still create, you co-create and create these humans. You're still obligated to take care of your responsibilities. And I Country Rain, he has been showcasing that. And I like that. He created a bunch of broken homes. He see that he was broken and he started to fix himself with his consciousness first. He gave himself what? To the Most High. He just saying he gotta do it the right way. You gotta still take care of your family, even though you're not with the mom, because that is your duty. That is your manly and your kingly duty to take care of your family, your household. So if you can't take care of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 household, do not fucking create them. Do not co-create all these different households and a broken home, and you can't fucking take care of that shit. So kudos to Country Wayne, but he need not to have no more children and have no more broken home. Cause I remember he was on the Shay Shay Club, Club Shay Shay, and he was like, yo, he spent like $200,000, $500,000 a month. Like, yes, because you have so much household to take care of. You gotta buy this. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? You gotta buy this wife car, that wife car. You gotta take care of child support, food. Food just went up again, y'all. Food just went up again. Okay? Rent is due first of the month. Car note is due first of the month. Some people go to private school. School fee is due. I remember when I was in JA, I used to go to private school. Shout out to Arden Prep. You know, in JA, if you know, you know. And so, as you know, Autumn Prep is an Ivy League school in Jamaica. At least it was back in the day. Now, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? Only the elite kids could go to that school. Your parent have to be top tier for you to even enter into that school. So, shout out to my father for being top tier. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that I have a good education from the gate. He just knew. Both my parents knew I had to have good education. But my dad indefinite, because he was the leader in setting the tone to say, yo, my daughter deserved the best. And I'm so happy I have that mindset. I deserve the best and I'm not going to accept nothing less on God. And through your journey, you will meet some people that will make you devalue yourself and you get lost in track who the fuck you are. And ladies, you gonna say, fuck that. No, I know who I am. I'm not gonna accept crumbs. I'm not gonna accept no breadcrumbs from Clown in the Crowns. I'm not gonna accept no crumbs from a broken man that can't even love himself. Much less love me. If a man can't love himself, that means he's taking care of his grooming, making sure that his finances intact. Make sure you have your own home. Make sure you have your own car. Make sure you have your own savings. You know, you have your own investments. If you don't have, those are the bare necessities. The bare necessities. If he don't have at least of those five necessities, he cannot be a good man to you. He will never be a good man to you. Until he realize that, man, something ain't right. It's not, the math is not adding up. 1 + 1 = 8 out here. They say 1 × 1 = 1. That's a fucking lie. If we look at logics, 1 × 1 has to be 2, correct? Because 1 × itself have to be multiplied. That's multiplication. But that's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother thing. You know what I'm saying? But I say this to say all that to say this. Men, work on yourself. Females, the empresses, work on yourself. Know when the deal is not good. No deal.
When a man try to approach you and say, baby, I want to,
oh, you sexy. And oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to. They going to be bowling, say they want to fuck. Like, bitch, I don't fucking know you. You think you're going to get my empress deliciousness? Do you think you're going to get my beautiful DNA? Do you think you're going to procreate and recreate with this beautiful specimen? Do you really think that? Do you really think that I would give you my my blackberry, my juices? You're wrong. And ladies, we have to have that self-confidence in ourselves as well, to know that you're not going to give yourself to every man that says he want it. Girl, bye. What? Oh, hell no. If that was the case, child, we'd be in trouble. I'd be in trouble. There's a lot of people want me that has nothing to do with me. You can want me all you want, but if you're not qualified, you can't have me. And you can start by getting my interest by lying, but it will not maintain. You will not maintain me because it was a lie. And everybody, and we seeing it full circle, when you lie to get a come up, ooh, the Most High have something for you. The Most High gonna beat you. Y'all gonna get that beaten. You gonna be wondering, yo, what the fuck? Because you lied. Stop lying. Stop being a liar. Be your authentic self. Oh, you can't. You can't because it's trash. Well, that's where you have to work on yourself. So I want, the Most High told me, whoever is going to listen to this message, love thyself. Learn to know thyself and have that emotional intelligence. Have that integrity for yourself and just know that is not going to be a good deal. No deal. It's going to be a no deal. If things are looking questionable, or he can, you call him and he can't talk on the phone, or he always busy and things of that nature, look at him sideways. Okay? Like, look at him sideways. And ladies, use the most powerful gift that God gave you, your intuition. When you think about something that's on your chest and he's like, man, I think he got another girl. He has another girl. Man, I think he cheating on me. He's cheating on you. Man, I think he might be bisexual. No, he's gay. He's gay. He likes men. Listen to your intuition. The Most High didn't give us. That's our gift. That is our gift that nobody can take from us. So whatever the spirit is telling you, that's what the fuck it is. You think like, oh, he's not smart. He's not smart. He is a gallus. That means he's a whore. That means he's a whore. Man, I think he might be playing me. He's playing you. And remember, you're smarter than him. Don't let him play you. Do not let him play you. Because you could get him a map and the direction, and he shouldn't be able to figure it out because most men are dumb. Do not let a dumb, uneducated, uninspired, friggin' unintelligent man fool you. A broken man fool you with no emotional intelligence fool you. Like, this is why, that's why you shouldn't be having no sex with him, because when you have sex with a man, his DNA come to you. And y'all start swapping so much stuff. So if he was dumb and promiscuous and he's a slut and he has low confidence, guess who's gonna get that? Guess who gonna get that? You. If he got skeleton up the ass in his closet, guess where that's gonna transfer to? If he's a liar and a scheming and a cheater and a low-down loser, guess who gonna be getting that? Remember, we are the receiver. The woman is a receiver. So whatever the man has, we're gonna receive it. Be careful what you're receiving. Be careful what you are receiving. And that comes with so many things. Also, be careful with your surroundings. His friends look like they shaky. His friend look like they fucking no good. They up to no good. They're scammers. His friend look like they're shady as fuck. What do you think he is? Show me his friends and I'll tell you who this man is. Oh, so your friend like little girls, huh? Your friend like little girls, underage girls. And you was a lying sack of shit. Ladies, look out for these men that be dating girls that they shouldn't be dating. They're predators. Even though majority of these men, they are predators. Not all of them. We got some kings out here. I need my kings. We need you. The empresses need for you to stand up. I'm not here to throw nobody nothing underneath. No, but I'm here. The Most High gave me this download. So I have to give it to y'all how I received it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, do not be getting involved with men that you did not do your research on. Look at his friends. Look how he treat other women. Do he even like women? For real. They be saying, oh, I'm a gallus. How can you say you love a woman, but you treat her like trash? Look how he treat his mom. Look how, what relationship did he have with his parents? Did he even have parents? Did you even have a loving environment? And back again, did you get abused when you were a kid? Because that plays a big role into a man's life. Because some men, they end up not trusting a woman. And how are you going to have a relationship you don't trust your wife? You don't trust your girl? Like, what? You need to go heal. You shouldn't have no relationship. But they just want to be fucking. Oh, they just want to be fucking. Go sit the fuck down. Go read a book. You can't read. Go listen to a podcast. Go listen to an audio book and learn about thyself. Inspire yourself. Get motivated. And stop hurting these women. And ladies, we hurt ourselves. Stop hurting ourselves. Like, we need to stop hurting ourselves because we choose the wrong man. Stop choosing the wrong fucking man. Or should I say the boy? Stop choosing the boy. Look deep in within the presentation. Don't just judge the cover. The cover might be nice. Oh, they got so-called, you know, they might have what? Name brand clothes, a little bit of jewelry. Their hair is somewhat done. Their shoes is nice. Let's start reading the book. I need to read the book. Read the book. Okay, so after he take the clothes, what'd that look like? Your character is dirty. Your character sucks. It lacks discipline. It lacks character. That means you fall for anything. You have no loyalty to nobody. The fuck? I can't. It's all I'm saying is this message is, what's up my peoples, y'all? What's up, y'all? It's your girl Sheridana and I'm back at it again, and I just want to just conclude and to say thank you for listening to this podcast. I pray that this actually helps someone to really look inside oneself. And I'm talking to especially the man, but also the female, because it takes two to create this kind of dimension. It takes two to create, to co-create this kind of environment. So both parties are equally, you know, responsible. And so we have to live accordingly. But I know most men, they're doing this on purpose. They're doing this on purpose. So this is why this was directed to them, to really start getting better and look in thyself. I want you guys to have a beautiful day and go and be great.